going on, everybody? This is your Monday report for the Hollywood Outsiders. I am the Fox, your host. Following years of failed attempts, Courteney Cox and husband David Arquette had their first child Sunday in Los Angeles. Their publicist confirmed to E! On Monday. Cox went into labor Saturday night, their five-year anniversary, no less, and gave birth to a girl early Sunday morning, about a week before the baby was due, according to People.com. Courtney turns 40 on Tuesday. Wow. Last fall, in an interview with Barbara Walters, the French star and her former WCW world champion said in effort to become a mom, she had suffered through many miscarriages. They tried many things, and if they failed, she was going to try to become a surrogate mother, and then maybe even adoption. In October, weeks after the 2020 interview, David's brother Alexis told Sharon Osbourne that his sister-in-law Courtney was pregnant, but the publicist for Fox and Arquette had vehemently denied it. It does work out. October to June, he said it in October, and, well, obviously the guy wasn't lying, so I don't know what she was adamantly. How do you say adamantly, anyways? Adamantly. Yeah, there you go. Finally, in January, the couple announced that they were expecting a baby, and by the series finale of Friends last month, Courtney was reduced to wearing baggy clothes to disguise her burgeoning belly. Arquette, she's David Arquette's 32. He's 8 years younger than she is. Got himself an older woman. Recently starred with DMX in the action flick Never Die Alone. And according to IMDb.com, he has also completed work on two upcoming movie projects. The indie film Slingshot opposite Thora Birch and Juliana Margulies. And the movie version of the Stephen King story Riding the Bullet. Brooke Shields also has some baby news. She spoke before an annual international biotechnology convention about her personal experiences with in vitro fertilization. Now, for anyone who doesn't know what that means, INF is for infertile couples where women have blocked or absent fallopian tubes or where men have low sperm count. So Brooke Shields did do this in vitro fertilization. She says it works for her and that she is prepared to have another child. She wants to have one more child. She had the first child with husband Chris Henchy. I think she's going to have the second one with him also. They used this medical treatment, and they're ready to go it again. Speaking of big babies, Adam Sandler checked into Honolulu's Kahala Mandarin Oriental in Hawaii for a vacation, but checked right out. He was in the middle of vacationing for his film Spanglish. He was making the movie Spanglish, and he wanted a little vacation. He wanted a surfing vacation. And so what he did is he checked into Hawaii. They have great waves there. He got right on his surfboard the second he got there with his wife, and boom, first wave, wipeout, smashed his head on his board. You could hear the thud when the board connected with the skull. His head cracked open, and blood spurted into the water. Ew. He needed 15 stitches to sew up the gash. Adam was really bummed because the doctor told him he wasn't supposed to surf for the rest of the trip. I mean, that renders the whole trip useless. He went through all of that. Don Rickles made his first appearance in Las Vegas in 1959. And now he is in the American Gaming Association Hall of Fame. Hats go off to Don Rickles. Other gaming Hall of Fame inductees include Wayne Newtenberg, Merv Gritton, Baron Hilton, Kirk Kerkorian, and Donald Trump. Final news, before we get to the other final news, okay, second to final news, Crocodile Hunter Steve Irwin, the bad baby handler, the bad daddy, the reptile wrestler, the one that was wrestling, remember he was feeding a crocodile while holding on to his one-month-old baby. Well, he's in trouble again. This time, thankfully, it's not because of any baby troubles, but the Australian environmental authorities are upset because he took an alleged Antarctic dip with two humpback whales. And he played around with some penguins and seals. He did get a permit to shoot the footage, but was not allowed to swim with the whales or approach other animals and pet them. Those are rules that are enforced by hefty fines and jail terms. He says it never happened. He says his dry suit ripped, and it was leaking water, and there was this iceberg, and he grabbed hold of the iceberg, and he was sitting on the iceberg, and the whales just happened to, you know, stop by and say hi. But there were witnesses on a passing ship that claimed that they saw him riding on a whale's back. Those are claims that Irwin calls ridiculous. All right, finally, my hats go off to, what's his name? Sean Puffy Combs. Right, I feel bad for the best wishes go out to Sean Puffy Combs. He had some kind of stomach ailment. He was in the play every single day. He's in this play. He plays a frustrated limousine driver in the play Raisin in the Sun. But during intermission, he says he wasn't feeling well. He had some kind of stomach problem. He never missed a show as of yet. And he just couldn't move. He was in a lot of pain, and the director of the play, or the stage manager, whoever it was, told him to go home, take the night off, come back tomorrow if you can. We're going to keep you updated on how Sean Puffy Combs is doing. And that's about it for Monday. Thanks for calling, everybody. I'm going to have so much more information for you on Tuesday. This is just the tip of the iceberg of Steve Irwin Crocodile Hunter's iceberg. We have so much more for you. Call back tomorrow. The Fox Hollywood Outsiders Report. I am the Fox, your host. I'm having a great time with everybody. So call me back Tuesday. I'm going to have a lot more information for you. Also, check out option 2, 3, 4, and 5 before you go. I got a lot more for you over there also. Go back to the main menu. I'll tell you what's on 2, 3, 4, and 5 because I don't have the list with me right now. But I did have it before, and there's just so much. I can't remember everything. What am I supposed to do for you, huh? All right, call back tomorrow. I'll have a brand new report. Same time, same channel, same station, same everything. I'm not Batman. I'm the Fox. Remember that. Talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Regis Philbin.